Saddam Hussein calls for united Iraq. 17 October 2006 for Anil, this is Mordillo. Decrete Iraq. Former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has urged Iraqis to set aside internal conflicts and united in driving US-led forces from the country. My Muslim brothers and sisters, began the letter published by Baghdad Daily Press. The Zionist pigs have invaded our country and are tearing us apart. Do not let their ruthless slaughter cause you pain. Do not let their oppression of your rights cause you despair. I say to you, what have you done to deserve this treatment? You've done nothing.
Nothing! You've done nothing!
Do not let these American swine ruin our country. Do not allow them divide you and dominate you. This statement, a part of the three-page address written by Hussein, was typed in his lavish three-bedroom, 2,500-square-feet prison cell. Set to a bloody backdrop of synchronized car bombing, this epic missive follows a similar call to arms published early in September. The most recent three-page letter delivered to the paper, Saddam Hussein described Iraq as living in the most difficult period in history. Gone now are the golden days, gone are the days of freedom and security. Gone are the great parades you once watched, gone are the jubilant crowds which once flocked to see their leaders. Never before have your leaders needed to hide behind the cement walls and masses of troops. Never before have your leaders feared assassination and death. Allah favors you and watches over you as you bring jihad upon these criminals. Never in 1,000 years have you been so humiliated, so crushed. Never again shall you be, God willing. In the preface to the foreword of the letter, Hussein explains that he is writing it because my chances to express my opinion are limited in detention. In part, this is due to being barred from addressing the Iraqi people during his appearances in court. In addition, while large wealth stock with Kibi, Klicha, and Sharmut, Hussein still does not have communication to the outside world. This means that his only communication with the Iraqi people are through published missives, such as the previous 18 he had sent to the Baghdad Daily Press. Blaming foreign influence for sowing division in a united and undivided country, Hussein ended his message by saying, I urge you to apply justice and righteousness in your jihad and refrain from being drawn into recklessness. God forbid that you would turn upon each other in such times of need. God forbid you would attack each other and bless of the cruel masters you now suffer under. I would have it that Iraq would never suffer such fate. But until I am freed from this unjust imprisonment, I will not be able to save Iraq from the horrible fate that the Satans of the West have chosen for it. Unite my people, unite against the great Satan, unite against the Western imperialists, unite against those who torture, repress, and kill you. Iraq will rise again and be as free and as peaceful as it once was. Had I the power to restore Iraq to the democracy of ages past, I would do so immediately. Lacking this power, it is you who must act, not us. Unite us, unite the clans. The reaction of most Iraqis after reading Hussein's editorial was muted, and this. For On News, this has been your Middle Eastern correspondent, Mordillo. Allahu Akbar, and good night.